The Baltimore Choral Arts Society is presenting a program on Sunday, February the 10th, in conjunction with the Maryland Institute College of Art. This is called Little Match Girl, and it has as its centerpiece The Little Match Girl Passion, a Pulitzer Prize-winning work by David Lang. And I have in the WBJC studio music director of Baltimore Choral Arts, Anthony Blake Clark, and also James Ravel, who is a professor at MICA and project leader for this particular event. So Anthony, if we think of musical passions, we tend to think of Bach. Tell me about the tie-in between that and this passion that you're doing here.
Yes, Judah, thank you for having us. What we're trying to highlight is David Lang's really amazing use of the passion narrative as his framework for this piece, and show how it mirrors the Matthew Passion so well. And the Matthew Passion texts and music are, in this iteration of the concert work, are sort of used as framework and scaffolding for the Lang piece itself. So what it does is it sort of elevates this story of the match girl, who, you know, basically it's an allegory on neglect and poverty, and it sort of elevates her story to a more sort of holy level. And I think it does an incredible job paired with the visuals, the multimedia and interactive design work that's come from the MICA graduate students and of course, James as well. It's going to be a really powerful concert.
So James, then let's talk about your contribution to this. Given that you don't only have an artistic background, but also a musical one, how have you used that to work with the students on this?
Wonderful question, and thank you for having me here. So I was able to have discussions with the students, and I should clarify that the students did a lot of the work to create this piece. So the way we did it is we presented, Blake was very generous with his time and came in and visited the class several times. We had some wonderful discussions, and we were really trying to help orient the students to the intention of this piece and really what Blake has put together as he was describing, interleaving these two, really three different works are actually involved in this project. So it was important for me as an instructor to try to introduce what I understood to be the history and meaning of Western art music to these students for whom it was more or less unfamiliar. And certainly any sort of a critical discussion about it was completely unfamiliar. It wasn't part of their education at all. So that was really important, because if you don't understand that, it's very hard to conceive of the arc of this project. And it's fascinating for me that Bach's St. Matthew Passion was written, of course, as a Christian work, and it was performed just before Good Friday as part of a religious ritual. Today, I think we can understand it as a meditation on basically an empathy for human suffering, and I think the transcendence that one experiences through art. This is super important, so that we experience a work of art, perhaps in a group, especially a performance work, we're sitting amongst other people, but we become individuals in our own experience as we're listening to it, and that individual experience can really be transcendent, and that transcendence can open up the door for empathy, which cuts through all sorts of boundaries and categories and all sorts of things, which I think is a very, very important message for today.
This is a really extraordinary multicultural event that is going to be taking place at Brown Center at MICA on Sunday, February the 10th at 3 p.m. And this is under the auspices of Baltimore Choral Arts, and you can go on their website, baltimorechoralarts.org. This is called Little Match Girl, and the central piece is The Little Match Girl Passion by David Lang, folding in some of Bach's Matthew Passion, also a work by Stephen Chatham called How Sweet and Fair. It's been such a pleasure to speak to the music director of Choral Arts, Anthony Blake Clark, and also the MICA project leader, James Ravel. Thank you both so much. I wish you a really very exciting performance.
Thanks for always having us.
Thank you.